When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-host, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is Saber for having a very special scholarship that they have dedicated in Sarah Langs' name, which is awesome.
Wait, this is the first time we've had an organization as the Mensch instead of a person.
Yeah, I think so. A whole organization is the Mensch. We have had Sarah Langs has already been the Mensch before. So she herself can't be the Mensch again. Well, she can. We don't really have rules about this.
Because we've done multiple, like we've had repeat of Mensches.
Yes, we have.
Like last week was Trevor May. He was a repeat Mensch.
Yes. And oh, for those of you who don't know, Saber is not short for Saber Metrics, by the way. Saber is S-A-B-R, and it stands for the Society for American Baseball Research, in case you weren't clear.
Yeah, it's probably good to clear that up.
So this is the Saber 2024 Sarah Langs Women in Baseball Analytics Scholarship, which is so awesome. Two recipients are getting it. And the scholarship will, quote, provide meaningful professional development and networking opportunities for female identifying students or young professionals pursuing a career in baseball analytics and data science.
Which is, yeah, supporting women in baseball, here for it.
Yes. So good. It made me so happy to see this. And obviously Sarah Langs tweeted about it and said she was like blown away by their offer to make the scholarship in her name, which so well deserved. We've already talked about why Sarah Langs is so special when we've talked about her in her Mensch of the Week segment. But yeah, it's just really good that we're getting scholarships dedicated to having more women involved in data and analytics in the baseball community. And this is how you build that pipeline in that community, because you're not going to get more Kim Ings unless you get more women being involved in the lower levels.
Yeah. And also Elizabeth Benn tweeted a Major League Baseball program that's doing a panel to support women seeking careers in baseball too. So it seems like there is just an overall movement to get more women in baseball, and a lot of it is due to the Trailblazers. You know, if there wasn't a Sarah Langs, so we wouldn't have this scholarship. And so, you know, anybody who comes after them are going to owe so much to Kim Ng and Sarah Langs. And, you know, it's it's really nice to see that there is now, we're moving in that direction. And, you know, like we said, representation matters. So if more women are seeing more women, it's just going to, you know, get more women involved, and it just be the cycle will continue. So, you know, it really does, you know, make a difference, these initiatives that they're putting forward.
Yeah, it's huge. Because women are, it's not just obviously baseball. It's kind of like baseball analytics kind of has a double whammy of underrepresentation for women. Yes. Because you've got the sports aspect, because women are very underrepresented in sports, and also women are very underrepresented in data science in all yep. fields. You know, I in my professional life, in my day job, I am a geneticist. Well, I am a science policy professional in the world of genetics and genomics, and that is my, you know, educational background. And there is a huge lack of women in, you know, in data science that could be trained in genetics and genomics, who, you know, who could code. And because that the world of big data is becoming increasingly important. It's basically the field of genomics is really a data science field now. And it's all about being able to code. And so there's really women are really underrepresented in fields like computer science and data science. So to have it, baseball sort of has that double whammy stacked against it, in that sense. So this is huge, to have, you know, more women who know how to code get involved, in baseball analytics, which is great.
Like we said, it's only going to make the sport better, because now you only have half the brain power there. You only have, exactly, you know, the male side. Yeah. So now you have a deeper pool of, you know, you have that brain power now to bring, you know, different perspectives to the game. So it's only going to help the game. And that's the goal, is to keep pushing the game forward and to make it better. And this is just by nature, it's going to do that.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, more and more front offices are understanding that, like, it's not just, I mean, baseball has been moving for a long time toward more data scientists being involved in the game. But I think that baseball is understanding that they can poach has a negative connotation, but I can't think of a better word at the moment. They can siphon data analysts from all sorts of fields, like
lore, maybe attract. We'll say attract
data scientists, nice, from word, all sorts of fields. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, you want to do sabermetrics, you want to do sports science. Like, it was historically, like, you know, people who wanted to work in front offices would either get like an MBA, or they would like study sports science in undergrad or whatever. But now, like, I think I've told this anecdote on the podcast before. You know, when the Mets were hiring, not under Billy Epler, this was like two GMs ago now.
Oh gosh.
when Jared Porter was hired. Oh, I can't remember. It was like right after I completed my PhD. So like 2019, 2020, like that off season.
Was that still Brody?
It might have been Brody. I think it was Brody Van Wagenen. Oh, yeah. a bunch of the Mets front office turned over. And so they were hiring a lot of people. They were like expanding their analytics or whatever. And that those job postings, like, were on my listserv that from Hopkins, from, you know, my PhD program. So they're like seeking out scientists from completely unrelated fields to baseball, but just like people who know how to code, and geneticists and like people who work in genomics know how to code overwhelmingly. Interestingly, like, I probably know more about baseball than like at least 90% of the people that got that job posting, but I am one of the few people in genetics and genomics who doesn't know how to code. Or is it? I mean, I know the rudimentary basics. I can code in R. I can do very basic stuff in R, but I did like the bare minimum of what I needed to like get by in my classes. I was very much a pipetting stuff type of scientist. But yeah, it's just interesting that like those job openings are like making their way into like my professional circles, even though like my day job and baseball don't really in theory overlap all that much, but they actually do. And yeah, like 8 different people like independently like messaged me that job posting was like, did you see this? You should apply for it. And I'm like, to every single person, I'm like, no, despite what you may think, I'm actually woefully unqualified.
You're like, oops.
Oopsie daisy. I know I'm qualified from perhaps from the baseball.
Baseball, end, yes.
But actually, I'm not a data scientist.
I'm just a different scientist.
I'm just a different type of scientist. But now they are, you know, looking in these areas and more women are becoming data scientists. And so these initiatives are good, is my point, and allow baseball to tap into a lot more talent that was not previously tapped into.
Well, even like my niece is in fifth grade and it started last year. The school sent something home saying they have like a girls who code program in school. And my sister was like, I won't want to do that. And she almost threw it out. And then later, then she's like, well, let me check with them. And Em said she wanted to do it. So,
heck yes.
So
Girls
Em's
Who Code
coding.
Is an awesome organization. Yeah. An awesome organization.
So, yeah. So, you know what? Em's, you know, learning coding. She loves the Mets, loves baseball. So, you know what? Em, let's get her into the front office.
Em, like, apply for the, I'm trying to do quick math, like 2038. Sarah Lang's Women in Baseball Analytics Scholarship, yes. Challenge.
Hey, can we reserve a spot for her now? I feel like she just turned 10, but still, I have high hopes for her. But yeah, but the fact that, you know, that is an avenue for her to explore now that, you know, even 5 years ago, probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So yeah, this is awesome. We love to see it. We will, whenever something like this comes up, we will always talk about it on our show because this is like primo, a pod of their own content, which is why it got its own segment.
Yes.
So shout out to the Society for American Baseball Research. And of course, as always, shout out to Sarah Langs. Well deserved to have this in her name.
And also, as a librarian, I'm very jealous. Like, her research skills are much to be unmatched. Because I don't know, yes, where she comes up with these stats, and I'm very jealous.
Very quickly, too. Very quick on the trigger. Like, always just, like, yes, tweeting them out immediately. It's like, yes, you had that. Did you have that queued up? Like, how?
Yeah. I, like, how did, but she would have to be, like, have premonitions of what to even look up. I don't understand. So one day I would just like to pick her brain, but yeah. Understand how she does her research. Just, yeah, because that's my background is doing research as a librarian. So it's kind of fun. Like, all of our skills are kind of meshing.
Meshing together in the form of this scholarship.
Yes.
It's just perfect. We love to see it. So yeah, I'm curious to see, like, it'll be cool to see, like, the first cohort and what they end up doing, like tracking where they end up in baseball.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool to see. I hope that this program is successful and produces, like, candidates who go on to do really great things, and I have no doubt but that will be the case. So yeah, that's this week's Mensch of the Week segment. While you're starving for more off-season content, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. It's going to be list season pretty soon, I think, for the minor league pod, so you can check that out. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/ Home Run Applesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. And before I move away from the suite of pods, Home Run Applesauce, got to shout out Grace. And Grace is now doing Flushing is Burning solo, and she's doing a fantastic job at it. So, like, please, if you don't already listen to Flushing is Burning, please, please, please give it a listen. It's a fantastic show. Yes. So wanted to shout that out in particular. But you can reach this show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, TikTok, at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And Maggie is at Maggie162. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home and Applesauce and you should be able to find us right there, our entire suite of fantastic pods. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.